Alright folks, welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5-Minute Idea Fix. Your daily dose of quick tips and tricks to level up your life. I'm Jake Carter, your friendly neighbourhood idea curer, here to help you unlock your potential, one 5-minute episode at a time. And speaking of levelling up, today we're diving into something super important: self-love and self-acceptance for better mental health. Ever feel like that inner critic is constantly on blast? You know, the one whispering doubts and negativity in your ear. Yeah, well, it's time to hit the mute button on that little voice and turn up the volume on self-compassion. Because here's the thing. Self-love isn't about being narcissistic or thinking you're better than everyone else. It's about recognizing your worth, faults and all, and treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Think of it like this. Would you talk to your best friend the way that inner critic talks to you? Probably not. So why subject yourself to that kind of negativity? Now, I know what you might be thinking, easier said than done, right? But trust me, it's a game changer. When you practice self-love and acceptance, you build resilience against stress and anxiety. You start to see challenges as opportunities for growth instead of roadblocks. And let's face it, a little more positivity never hurts, does it? So how do we actually put this into practice? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Challenge those negative thoughts. Whenever that inner critic starts its rant, stop and ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our negative thoughts are distorted or exaggerated. By challenging them, we can start to reframe our perspective. 2. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or spending time with loved ones, make sure you prioritize activities that bring you joy and relaxation. 3. Celebrate your accomplishments. No matter how small they seem, acknowledge and celebrate your wins. You deserve to feel proud of yourself for the things you achieve. Keep a gratitude journal, share your successes with others, or simply take a moment to savor the feeling of accomplishment. 4. Set boundaries. This is crucial for protecting your mental well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you or compromise your values. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and set limits on what you're willing to take on. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Forgive yourself for mistakes, embrace imperfections, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness just as you are. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years back, I was super stressed about a big presentation at work. I kept replaying it in my head, imagining every possible way it could go wrong. The anxiety was crippling. Then I decided to take a step back and practice some self-compassion. Instead of beating myself up for feeling anxious, I acknowledged the feeling and reminded myself that it was okay to feel nervous. I visualized a successful presentation, focusing on the positive outcome. And guess what? The presentation went surprisingly well. I learned a valuable lesson. Self-love isn't just about feeling good. It's also about equipping yourself to handle challenges with grace and resilience. So remember, folks, self-love isn't a luxury, it's essential for mental well-being. By practicing self-compassion, setting boundaries, and celebrating your wins, you can build a stronger sense of self-worth and navigate life's ups and downs with more ease and confidence. And that's what Brainstorm Boost is all about. Giving you the tools to boost your mind and your life. Now, go out there and show yourself some love. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and share this episode with a friend who needs a little self-love reminder. We'll catch you on the next episode for another quick dose of idea fixing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.